Chapter 19. Izzy shuts the door to her room and moves quickly down the hall to her mom's office. She finds a piece of paper and a pen and writes, "Keep out. This means everyone. Privacy needed today." Then she tapes the message to the door. She feels reasonably confident that this will keep her mom and dad from going into her room. Thankfully, Columbo can't open doors. Izzy feels grateful, in this one instance, that she doesn't have a nosy brother or sister to worry about. She sees her dad first. He is coming in from the backyard with Columbo. The dog looks different, even more agitated than normal. Izzy smiles. "Hey, Dad." Her father answers, "Good morning, Izzy." But he immediately turns back to the dog and says firmly, "Columbo, calm down." Columbo seems to get even more excited. His tail wags, slamming into the wall, and he bolts down the hall, nose to the floor, as if he has been hired to sniff out explosives. All that Izzy can manage to say is, "What's wrong with him?" Her father rolls his eyes. "We had some nighttime pests. Columbo must smell them." He turns in the direction of the dog. "Settle down, boy." But Columbo is having none of it. Izzy watches as he runs to the living room and goes straight to the fireplace. He is so excited that he uses his snout to push open the metal screen, and the next thing they know, the dog is standing in the fireplace ashes. That's when Izzy's mom appears from the kitchen. "Stop him!" But it's too late. Columbo is now thrashing around in the chimney. He puts his paws up onto the brick wall as his head and upper body disappear. Izzy laughs, but her mom and dad don't think it's so funny. "Get him out of there! Alex, please!" Izzy's mom is yelling now. Columbo's collar is no longer visible because half of his body is up the chimney, and then he starts barking. The sound of his deep-throated alarm echoes up the brick shaft and adds to the general sense of chaos. And that's when Izzy notices the footprints on the floor. They are small and barely perceptible. They head out of the chimney, not in. It figures that Columbo would be on the trail but going the wrong way. Izzy runs from the room shouting, "I'll get a rag!" There is a stack of cleaning cloths on the ledge above the washing machine. Izzy grabs a handful and instead of going back to the living room, where the commotion is only getting louder, she heads straight to her room. On the hardwood floor in the hallway, she can now see the trail of little sooty footprints. Izzy drops down to the floor and rubs them away, moving fast. All the while, she hears her parents in the living room wrestling with the maniac known as Columbo. And, for the first time since the dog came into her life, Izzy is thrilled that the animal never follows an order.